Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Kerry Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with
us. It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
What is success? I'm Kerry Hines, and to me, what success is relative. So, whatever you think is success. That's what it means. But I'm here to tell you that success is not really some kind of a far-off destination. And you really shouldn't look at it that way. I said something a while back. Pretty much when I was writing How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, several years back, I'll say. I remember very well thinking about success and what that meant. And I coined a phrase, I really did, I coined a phrase that I still live by. And it says something like, I live in success. And I really mean that, and as I said, even to this day, it's a phrase that I often tell folks, because I believe that success is today. And if you are working at your craft, if you are pursuing or following your passion, if you have the basic necessities that might prevent others from being able to do the same, then you, my friend, you are living in success. You'll find out a whole lot more about that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's on Amazon. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Up next is our daily running of Miss Maggie Anderson's piece on supporting black businesses. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Hi, this is Nicole Marie, and Christmas to me is about celebrating the birth of Jesus and spending time with family. I get so excited. This is my favorite holiday of the year, spending time with my children, seeing the excitement on their faces, and just spending time with friends and other people in the community. We always spend time purchasing gifts for others. It's always better to give than to receive, and that's something that I just teach to my children and something that we do every year, and we spend a lot of time doing this. So each one of you, I wish you a wonderful Merry Christmas and happy holiday season. Take time and spend it with your family and your friends.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Hello, everybody.
I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very special guest with us. She's from the world of music. It's Miss Dionne Warwick. Dionne, welcome to The Hair Radio Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to just jump right on in. You have a marvelous new CD that's out.
Yep,
Feel So Good.
Sure
what can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, I think the title speaks for itself. It really is one of those CDs that, while you're listening to it, it makes you feel good.
Yes. Now, you are working. Yeah, absolutely. And I've listened to it. So you've got some heavy hitters on here along with you. Speaking of which, what can you tell us? Because you've worked, I mean, you're talking about some of the biggest stars out there today. Everybody from Neo and Ziggy Marley and Cyndi Lauper. And what can you tell us about this process, getting these artists, choosing these artists? So there's some stories I understand.
Yeah, well, actually, I had nothing to do with it.
Other than providing that beautiful voice of yours.
One of the artists, that's all I was. My son, Damon Elliott, came to me with this project, and he felt that it was one that it would be a lot of fun to do and give me exposure to who I call the babies and have an opportunity mm-hmm. to work with them. And so he really put everything together. When I made the calls to the artists that are represented on the CD, and each of the artists were asked what would be their favorite song of mine that they'd like to sing with me on a duet.
Uh-huh.
And so they chose their own songs and put their own spin on it, and the only requirement that I made personally was that the integrity of each song would remain. And they
uh-huh.
came with their A game, and so we got a Feel So Good CD.
You've got a Feel So Great CD. Yes, we love it. We absolutely
okay.
love it. Now, I want to ask you, because, and I read somewhere that, you know, that you might have been surprised if they were as familiar with some of the songs because they got to choose, as you just said. Unless you've been living under a rock, how on God's earth do you not have a favorite Dionne Warwick song? So everybody is familiar with you. I mean, absolutely. And I just want to make that clear. When we told the fans of the Hair Radio Show that you were coming on our show, the feedback over the social media just went berserk. So, so we want to pass that along. So they'll all be out to support this wonderful project that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to ask you, you come from such a legendary music family, and
yeah.
you guys have been, and you started out in the church. And I know you've been asked, but what were some of the biggest influences, like, you know, on your career? Can you share, like, just a couple? I know you've told this many times for our fans.
Well, coming from a family of singers, my first influences, of course, would be them. And coming out of a household of music all the time, you know, my mom was a huge fan of Dinah Washington, and well, she went to school with Sarah Vaughan, so Aunt Sass was always in our home, and as we were in hers. And my dad loved Nat King Cole and Roy Orbison, and so it just was a natural thing for me to have music as part of my life. You know, the old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. So you look at all those types of influences around you. You kind of, I'm a Duke's mixture of everybody that musically I was influenced by.
Wow. Now, I have to say, and we're going to definitely get more into your current project, which feels so good. I also have to ask you, because I understand that you have an interior design company. Now, is this so?
Yes, it's right, quite true. I've been in interior design for the past, so it's got to be at least 20, 25 years now. And it's been a deep, dark secret. Nobody even knew who did it, but those that we did work for in the past 20-some-odd years. My partner and I, Bruce Garrick, have done several homes and offices, and we even did a train. Our last project was in Chicago. We did the interior for the Black Ensemble Theater. So, you know, it's something I felt we need now to let people know this is something else that Dionne Warwick does, and we do it very, very well, and they can find us on our website to take a look at the work that we have done, and then give us a call and let us do some magic for your homes or whatever it is that you want to beautify. And I'm going to give you the website, okay? And that
sure.
is www.wg, G as in George, designlab.com.
Wonderful. Now, this is something, where do you get the inspiration for some of those designs?
You know, it's all in what the client desires. You know, I make it very, very clear when we interview the client, we do a client analysis. You know, to find out what colors they like, what they don't like, the fabrics they may be allergic to, the fabrics that they love, the colors, all those things that are necessary for them to be comfortable where we're going to do the work. And I let them know immediately that what they want is what they will be getting, because they're the ones who have to live in that environment. And I think that's the only way that you successfully create what people desire.
Absolutely. Now, I guess this is because it's also in that creative family. So this is terrific. What is, and that's something, as you said, that was a little secret till now. What else can you tell us or share with us that someone might be surprised about Dionne Warwick?
Oh,
that was a loaded question.
You know, I have basically lived an open book. I think everything that people think they know about me, unless they ask me, they consider to be true. But there are moments to where I said, where did that come from? You know, I'm as surprised as most people are. But, you know, I have been a person that has been approachable. People have been able to say hello to me, and I say hello back to them. So I don't think there's anything about me that most people don't know.
Well, you know something? I have a question for you that is a little different, because I don't, you know, I just want to get your feedback on this. It's something that I've enjoyed, which was the Solid Gold Years, the television show that you hosted.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that the Solid Gold today, like the show that you guys did, do you think that it would be a hit today?
Absolutely.
I always wanted to ask you that.
I think it would be. As a matter of fact, I've on a couple of occasions approached Tribune to consider revamping the show. The show is one that was the precursor to American Idol, to The Voice, to all of the shows that are now promoting new talent. And that's all the Solid Gold ever did, was to promote talent that was just coming out with new recordings and giving exposure to them internationally as well as throughout the United States. So, nothing is new, in other words. You know, it's just a matter of bringing it into the century that we happen to be in, and that's the 21st century. And I think that Solid Gold would do exceptionally well today.
Absolutely.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Kimmy Love and her book, Kimmy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds. Kimmy's Spa Party.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
And we're talking about business today at the salon. It's really about creating a mission statement and talking about the necessity and why it's so critical and a critical part of your operation, especially when you're just getting it off the ground. So here's taking a look at how to create the perfect mission statement and why it is so necessary. All right. So in first taking a look at your business, when you begin to lay out your business, and again, you can pick up my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. I really outline a great deal of this, but we're going to talk about it today. So save a few dollars and just pay close attention. I think you'll be just fine. So I'm also using a source which I absolutely love. It's a big, big book called Ready, Set, Go. And Jeff Grissler and Eric Ryant wrote this book, and it really kind of really nailed it for me. And here's what he says about your mission statement. Leadership is based on spiritual quality, the power to inspire, the power to inspire others to follow. That's by Vince Lombardi. And he begins this chapter by saying, what is a mission statement? Why do you need one? How does it help? What is the purpose? A mission statement tells something about who you are, what your business represents, and your reason for being in business. A mission statement is a short, written statement of the purpose of a company or organization. The mission statement should guide the actions of the organization, spell out its overall goal, and guide decision-making. For example, the mission statement for the book that I'm literally quoting from says, to help aspiring salon owners and business owners develop and achieve their dream of owning a successful business. So that's a great mission statement. And with that being said, they had the writers of this particular book that we are using as our source today in terms of really laying it out in terms of what to do with creating and crafting your mission statement. Now, for me and at Hair Radio, this is what I say. I believe a mission statement and your core principles, these are things that you cannot operate without. First of all, the first thing I did when I decided to create a mission statement, and I have written my mission statement out many years ago, but what I first took a look at, what, as this gentleman pointed out in the book, what does it mean to me? What am I trying to accomplish? And I literally just put a pen and to paper and said, what was my ultimate goal? And that goal, its purpose that I set out, was to assist folks with promoting themselves through the hair and beauty industry. And that's how I initially began this business. So my mission statement needed to reflect that, so I could evaluate with each interaction the success or if I didn't hit the mark. So that was the key. I also went about creating core principles, guiding principles, things that I lived the business every day, that this was critical to my thinking. It was important for everything that I do. So we're going to take a close look at all of this. We'll begin to lay out some of these. We're not going to really, go through and bore you to death with these things. But what I'd like to direct you to is our website at HAIRadio.com. I'm going to put some information there that will help you to craft your mission statement. So please take a moment, visit our website at www.HAIRadio.com. Now it's pronounced hair radio, but it only has one R. Go there and click on the tab that actually reads fan page, which is awesome. You go to the fan page and it'll be right there where you are directed on how to complete your mission statement, and we'll have some examples and all that wonderful good stuff there. So thank you so much, and I hope this is helpful. Again, your mission statement should reflect everything that your business is about. I'm Carrie Hines, and we'll be checking in with you throughout the broadcast. If you have questions, again, go to our website at hairradio.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
But I'm starting to question the love that was made.
Michael Hopkins, I have got to ask you about being in the military and Christmas. Now, I kind of remember, because I have my brother-in-law who has passed away, but he was in the Army. So I remember my family, my sister, you know, coming home with her husband who was a sergeant in the Army and their kids and all of that. So it was a great time at my house, or my mom's house, really, Michael Hopkins. And so those are the kind of memories I had. But quite often they would be away and on those holidays, and particularly Christmas. So, you know, what can you tell us, Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, what can you tell us about a military Christmas, if you will?
Wow, Carrie. I mean, a lot of times it's such a beautiful thing, because even though you may be overseas, like I was overseas for about 3 Christmases back in the 80s when I was active duty, my wife and I, and at that time it was just my oldest daughter, We would have such beautiful Christmases. We really would. My wife would go and, you know, she'd find a tree and decorations, and her and my daughter would decorate the tree. I'd come home from work and there'd be presents. And then sometimes if it was something special that my daughter wanted, and we would go down to the PX and get it. And sneak it in before she would wake up. And, I mean, it was just a beautiful time. It was fun. Even though we were overseas and we weren't really with our family, like mother, brothers, sisters, and so forth, but we still had that Christmas spirit. And A lot of us, you know, when we're away from home like that, Carrie, Christmas takes on a whole different meaning. It's a whole new chapter in our lives, because a lot of us have never been away from home to celebrate Christmas. And a lot of things that, you know, when you're overseas, there's a lot of things when we were here in the States we would take for granted. But when you're overseas, you're in a different country, sometimes you can't take a lot of things for granted. You really can't, but the good thing is you're around other people from the United States. And we all have that Christmas spirit, and it's all a whole bunch of love. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from here in the United States. We all know and love Christmas.
Let me ask a question, Michael. Did you guys kind of, you know, decorate like the base over there, or did you, you know, how did that come into being? Because they, you know, or did they celebrate in those other countries? You know, how was all of that?
Oh, sure, Carrie. Trust me.
For those of us who were not in the military.
They were not in. Trust me, Carrie. If you're an American, trust me, Carrie Hines, if you're an American, you're a GI, or no matter what branch you in, somebody always finds Christmas decorations, even if they have to invent them. Somebody's going to decorate the base. I mean, it's amazing what GIs will do, what people that are in the military, it will amaze you what they can come up with. They can be in the middle of a combat zone and come up with a tree.
Wow.
You know, it's just, you're in the middle of, you know, people do stuff like that, man, because, you know, we have that love for this country. Even though we're far away, we may not see our families and so forth on Christmas Day. Sometimes we actually get the opportunity to talk to our families during Christmas Day. You know, now everything is modern now with cell phones and, you know, the modern technology and emailing and all that. Well, 40 years ago, we didn't have all that stuff. But
wow.
We still.
So you really missed them a lot during those holidays.
Oh, yeah,
then.
Yeah, you really missed your family. But in some places, Karen, you had the opportunity through the technology that we had back then, you know, to be able to call your family on a holiday, like on a Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys would stand in line just to call their family, just to say
Michael,
hi.
I remember back then, and sometimes on a holiday, you couldn't get through because all the phone lines were all jammed up. Everybody was using
calling.
Yeah, I remember there were times at the technology back then where, you know, everybody in the country was literally pretty much making a phone call at the same time. So on those holidays, the lines literally were pretty much used up at that time. I do recall that as a little tiny kid. No, Michael, I've got to say, talking about Christmas in the military, really, today, I've got to talk about the tough times. I've got to talk about the military personnel who might have found it difficult to be away from home. I got to talk about the family members who might have found it incredibly debilitating to some degree. So were there tough times for folks who were in the military, in your opinion, was there some sad times with some of the folks that you were serving with, if you were?
Yes, it was, Carrie. You know, some people, some of the soldiers and airmen and, you know, Navy and so forth, you're on these long deployments and, you know, it's stressful. It's very stressful when you're in another country or you're on a ship, you're on a base somewhere, and you can't get home or you can't get in touch with your loved ones. Yeah, it's very stressful. And we've had people when I was in, you know, some of them, it was just so stressful that, you know, they would be emotional about it. And they what you would have to do, what a lot of us would do, we would invite them, especially, you know, if you were married and family, you had a family, and maybe they couldn't get to their family. You would invite them into your home. You know, part of the command would say, hey, everybody who has a family, this is what we want you to do. And it's not like it's a mandatory, they gave you an order and they cut you an order, wrote it down, and you will do this soldier type thing. No, it's out of camaraderie for your fellow soldier because you had to look out for your fellow soldier. And we would invite like the single soldier who they didn't have anywhere to go, they didn't have anybody. We would invite them into our homes. A meal, we'd sit around and, you know, maybe play cards or games or watch movies or just talk, just to get to know each other. And, yeah, it was tough, Carrie. Believe me, it's tough being thousands of miles away from your loved ones on a holiday like a Christmas. It can be tough. It really can.
Wow. And I'm thinking about current times. I'm thinking about these times, Michael Hopkins, and veterans. I want to talk about the veterans and Christmas. I'm thinking that it's a tough time as well it's tough in this country right now anyway, whether you're a veteran or not, but I think it's even a greater, to a greater degree, challenging. So, Michael Hopkins, what can you tell us about now how it is as a veteran to be managing during the Christmas season or the Christmas holiday?
Yeah, I mean, it really
For a lot of the vets,
Carrie, yeah, it is really tough. And a lot of us that are in different veterans organizations, we do everything to make it our business to pick up that slack when we see a vet that's having some issues. And Christmas, you know, a lot of times with Christmas, a lot of the veterans go through bouts of anxiety and depression and things like that. You know, it's just a reality. A lot of them go through that. Some of them have PTSD combat. Some of them have PTSD non-combat, you know, mental health issues. So we as veterans, for our fellow veterans, we do everything we can to make sure that they have a good Christmas too. If we have to invite them into our home, you know, Carrie, sometimes if we have on Christmas Day, if we have to provide a dinner for them, you know, they can come into like the VFWs, the halls and so forth, and you invite everybody in and we just share the love, we share the camaraderie. Doesn't matter what era you were in the military, it doesn't matter. I got friends of mine that are Vietnam vets. Some of them are Korean War veterans. Some of them, the younger guys, you know, in these recent wars. But we all have one thing in common. We served this country. And we went in one way. You know, we've come out a different way, as I call it. But we still have that love for each other, that camaraderie, as we call it. And we have that support for each other. And, you know, as veterans, Carrie, we can always tell another veteran. It's not hard. If you are a veteran of the military, you can tell somebody.
Can pick them out.
Yeah,
now, Michael,
you can
what
pick
about
out.
You are the king of planes. Everybody knows Michael knows how to help folks, these fellow veterans, to help them with their completion of claims and why it's so important that they do this. Michael, I've got to wonder, during the holiday period, does everything just stop? Or should the veterans continue with the claims process? How does all that work, Hopkins?
Oh yes. Yes, Carrie, it never stops. The claims process is 24 hours, 7 days a week. It has no stop time for holidays. I mean, Christmas, New Year's, it doesn't. And to me, a lot of times, you know, I know guys, they're going through stuff because, you know, even the claims, filing the claim is stressful. And it's bad enough now it's a holiday and you want to, and, you know, you're at a point where, oh, my God, you know, I need to find out, am I rated for this? Is this going to happen and that? So a lot of times, you know, I talk to the guys over the holidays, kind of assure them that, hey, man, you put all this stuff in and things going to be fine. You know, you're going to be fine. Just don't worry about it. You know, enjoy the holiday with your family or with friends, and this thing will work itself out. That's what I do.
Wow. I'm just blown away. Well, Michael, I mean, I appreciate it that you're taking the time to talk to us about this today. Now, can you share some sentiments that you want to pass along to your fellow veterans out there? You know, at Christmas, what do you want to say to your fellow vets at this time? Here's the place to do it.
You know, Kay, one of the things that I want to say to all my fellow vets out there, remember those good times when you were in the military and it was the holidays and you had the even if you weren't home, you had the opportunity to be around your fellow, everybody that you served with. And just think of those times. Think of how good it was when, even if you weren't at home, you had that fine opportunity to celebrate with your fellow soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors. Just think about those times and think about how much fun it was. And that was an enjoyable time in your life. That's what I want them to think about.
Amazing. Well, Michael, I have to say, Michael Hopkins, this is the time for us to just say how much I, Kerry Hines, and all of us at our platform, at HairRadio.com, at the Vet Talk Radio Show, and all that we do, we love our veterans, and we support them and thank them for their service, particularly at Christmas. So, Michael Hopkins, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Kerry.
Stay with us. We'll be right.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Hi, everybody. It's Kerry Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Kerry. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV network is.
Okay. First of all, Kerry, I'm so excited about being here. I just, I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for at TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company with different divisions and things like that. So it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation. Because of where we are in the industry, you know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago, and
many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know we don't want to say how many, but then people want to see original content. Content is still king and queen. So that's what basically we're all about, is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, you know, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little you know, arms of it, which I think we'll get into as just we move forward. But yeah, but that's what it's evolved into, not just a network,
terrific.
But more than that. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at
okay.
the beginning. Now, share with our fans that they tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay. Well, the planet Venus. No, I am actually, I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas. The great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill
wow.
Clinton and Michelangelo. I'm from Stuttgart, actually. Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluffs. I grew up
wow.
down south. And the first half of my life and the second half of my life, there's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, you know, I am from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. They my inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was, you know, racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, you know, at that time, like you said, in the South, when I was growing up, you know, the Civil Rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, you know, so and it was very, you know, that's, you know, it affected me and helped mold me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing
wow.
company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. She, my mother had a restaurant. So we have a restaurant business kind of in our family. And I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables. And I answered the phone, you know, to take orders, and I answered the phone for my daddy, Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10 up to 14, I was, learning the how to be an entrepreneur. And it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship, because it really has helped me to it has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, you know, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs. And you helping out because it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful, it just teaches you without having to have been taught, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's almost like osmosis, you know. It just goes right on in there, and it's there. It's there. And you don't even realize it's there. And then, you know, as you start getting older, somehow it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. That you know, it's just, I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it. Look at the legacy that you've been able to, you know, to continue.
Yeah. Also, my spiritual connection to God, and you know, my mother and father were very into the church, and you know, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person, and it's pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like a mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy,
oh,
Reverend James,
yes.
Cleveland at a young age,
wow.
Because my mother, she put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was amazing. I'm telling you, my father
wow.
was amazing. And, they are both my, I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out
you.
There. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, in a little later on in the interview today.
Okay. We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable. And all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, and that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And, and so we're going to get into that a little bit. So, okay, so you grew up in Arkansas. And then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York. but my father was an adventurer, and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas, but
there's a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair about it. Big difference between New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Yeah. Well, at the time, you know, I stuck out Arkansas. I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our
wow.
region. Yeah, my mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing
wow.
a lot and you know, competitions and things like that. Like
wow.
I said, at that time in high school, there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But
wow.
So I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature, and so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff, and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship. So I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time. That same year, West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girls state, so I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking the music thing because my family's very music oriented and all that, and went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going taking a trip to New York, the theater
wow.
group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy.
Wow.
I was in Dorothy and The Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and The Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie,
that's
right?
Yeah, she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Rosses, and so they worked at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted
wow.
to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and so I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip and fell in love with New York and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there with a friend of mine. And I made some calls.
Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio. And I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross, and I did it. And I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends, and we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And so I got a chance to meet Diana Ross. I met Sidney Lumet, who is the famous director.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I think it was. Anyway, I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man. It was, you know, it was really awesome, and it was very inspirational, and she was
so this
gracious.
Is when they were actually filming The Wiz.
Filming the movie. Yeah. So
now,
because they called
cool.
her Diane, and I'm Diane, and our both our middle names,
wow.
It's just that for me, that was like a highlight of my life. I said, if I can go to New York City and meet Diana Ross, I need to move to
That's
New York.
It. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now, this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played, I think he's won like three Tonys, maybe more awards he played on Broadway in The Wiz.
He did.
With the role he originated. The Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey, Hinton. I know Hinton. Hey, Hinton, it's Peggy. Call me. Call me.
He is fantastic. So, yeah.
He really is.
I'm just blown away that was during that movie. Now, what also was coming to be, it was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of, you know, a live program that they're going to be actually, you know, bringing back The Wiz, if you will, for the TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
So it's The Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited for anyone to take on that. Now, so one of your big inspirations, so we know is that she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into UBC.
Oh, my God. I have many people in different genres. Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at Wall Street Summit.
Hold it. We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. You know, we are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just. And I feel that was his life, you know, starting with African Americans. And the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in and your faith in God, you know, despite anything, despite anyone, he had his conversation with God and God spoke to him.
And he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done, no matter if he knew that eventually his life, he'd have to forfeit his life here on this earth. But to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for him to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human, and we all get off track on things. But, you know, the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith and me not giving up through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart. This industry, whatever we're in, as you know, it is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's
going to
get very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, she is behind the UBC-TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson, now, there is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the Internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dotson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So we want to get you guys, following our great interview today, absolutely this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Ms. Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC-TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
It stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Udang Broadcasting. I have a lot of – and, you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company, is Urban Broadcasting. I wanted something named. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say urban does, but it's, for me, it's urban multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply urban is city and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay,
lifestyle.
So urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and that's how people categorize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. Lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's all us together. I guess you could say that. UBC.
I like that. So the U can stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
now, Peggy,
definitely.
Tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me. You know, you you have to measure and time things correctly. As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it's very expensive, and it's not easy, because once you get out there, you said, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. Oh, okay, I need advertisers. Oh, it's, you know, a lot of my colleagues who are out there now who are just jumped on the air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair, you know, just by having
and
the stress of doing
that.
That.
Yes.
Yes.
I can speak to that.
Yes.
One.
You know, so my goal is to roll out, you know, to start the digital part, which I have started officially last year. We have a live stream channel that where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out a whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me it's you know, and there's still a major cost, because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So you know, you have to, what we're doing is the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have, some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year, this spring, actually. I mean, the date is close, so I've got to, like, I'm going to say the date.
Right.
But we will actually be in about 40 million households. And,
wow.
And we'll have channels. We'll have channel positions soon, because I know people want to know that. And I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You come back and tell all the folks at the radio show.
Yes,
okay,
most definitely.
Okay, so we can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, that's okay. I would definitely do that. It would be real. It's going to be soon. Sooner than later, it's going to be soon. But you know, that's, you know, what we're planning on doing, and I'm very, very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say, it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and over years and years of research, and years of research and marketing and all of that, and TV production, and what I've done with NCAA sports, and that's my background, is from live TV. So I love live television, but I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
Peggy, I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know, and I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show, and she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network. We're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see, we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited, and we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of
you know, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So, so individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting, and when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the Internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So is there some, you know, big, you know, disconnect between broadcast and Internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
Yeah, it's changing because it has to somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
You just turn your channel. Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other. You know, so they don't, and you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. You know, it's not really set up. You have big public companies who are dividend-driven, and they're not content-driven. They're, you know, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. The multi-billion-dollar business, sometimes like Fox, that's what anchors, is one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol. And then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable, too, is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. You have a formula, or you have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, you may, it's gotten worse. I don't know. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, you know, anger and animosity in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on. And a part of that is true, but it's not all true. And we're not represented at all. And, you know, and the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical. And, I mean, there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just people. It's just like, okay, this is a black show, even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula. They put this and that. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and then this and this. And that's the recipe. And if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air. So that's the problem. There is a big disconnect, and it has to do with culture. It has to do a disconnect with color. It has to do with people who are in positions who feel they think they know who we are and they don't, who don't know the story. But in essence, they know, all they know is that we have the buying power, $1.1 trillion, and they want our eyeballs. They need the eyeballs in order to bring on Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and KFC and McDonald's. I mean, those companies know about our buying power.
I love that. The word power, that's where all of this and what it all means. And I think that, and I think you have completely and eloquently stated what I believe is the disconnect. So going forward, we have the folks like yourself, UBC TV Network, Urban Lifestyle Programming, and you're based out of, you're based where? I just want to make sure
I'm,
we hit all of that.
Yeah, I'm in New York. I'm in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. And you know, in Harlem, which is the urban capital of the world. You know, it's New York City, and we have a new base that we're building in Las Vegas, and I'll talk about that at some point. Yeah, we're going
terrific.
To be doing some really exciting things there with another division of the company, Yeah, we're based here, but we're a global company. We're looking right now. We have some productions that we're working on, a major reality show with a major celebrity that I can't announce it yet. Yes,
okay,
a major
but you
celebrity
promised to come back
that we,
here and tell
yes,
the fans
we have a
of
major,
the Hit Radio Show.
Yeah,
okay.
A major celebrity that we're doing a deal with that we are going to. We're doing a reality show with them. We're going to be following them around, not just here, but we're going overseas. And so that is, you know, that's kind of like what, and some of the programs, the teasers and stuff will be available online. And
wow.
The rest of it will be on cable. And that's what I like. I like going between, I like the model that I've created because it gives me the flexibility to do things
right.
online.
Right, you're not just doing one thing only.
Right, I'm not just stuck to cable, and I'm not just stuck, you know, on one just online. It gives me the flexibility to go back and forth with a show, actually. You can take
mm-hmm.
part of the show, you can put it online and take another part of it, you can put it on cable. That way you go back and forth and you hit different audiences by that way. And we are a producing network, which is very important. I wanted to say that, even though we are doing partnerships with other producers and production companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a showrunner, and I've created my own originals. And I have a great production manager, Academy Award nominated production manager. He's done everything.
Wow.
Worked with Billy Joel. He knows music and knows sports, and he's just awesome. So it gives
wow.
us the ability to be a producing network so that we can actually produce our own originals. We can create the originals. We can produce them and distribute them. And we bring in our own advertising and sponsors and things like that. And I have an agency that I'm also dealing with. But it gives flexibility for creativity,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted because I'm a creative person. I don't want to be in a box
yes.
where, oh, I'm just a cable network, so I just got to do this. And I love my cable
right.
people, or I'm just online, so I just can't do this. No, I love my technology people, so I want both. I want
wow.
both. So it gives us the opportunity to not only create wonderful kind of like reality shows, music events, things of that nature that we have. We have some exciting things planned. I tell you, we are
getting ready
to step out.
You guys are
into the spotlight.
Moving along. Now,
yes.
I do want to ask you, Peggy, being a successful person out there in business, what words could you say to someone who's trying to follow in the great footsteps that you have trailblazed in terms of broadcasting and setting up your own network and working just all over the country with folks? What words can you say that just might be that great little inspiration that someone needs about now?
Well, there's a couple of things. My inspirational words is never give up. My Jewish godfather, who has passed away, Burl Walk, always told me, he says, Peggy, never, ever, ever give up. That is my anthem. The other thing is learn as much as possible about the industry that you're in. Study it. Go to trade shows. Find mentors in the industry, which is what I've done. I studied this industry. I met people in the industry, just like I did when I was in the music industry. You know, I went to Luther Vandross, and I said, Luther, tell me about the industry. This is actually what I did when I moved to New York, and I wanted to find out about the recording industry, which is a totally different industry just being a singer.
Right.
I mean, people think, I'm a singer, I'm not digressing, I'm a singer, I want to be a great singer. No, if you want to be a professional singer, that means you are in the business of entertainment, so you need to know about that business. And I just went to every person I could
to talk to and had them tell me about the industry, and that's how you learn. And then you get mentors in that industry that are, great people who have high positions. One of my mentors, he's retired now from Fox, is Roland McFarlane, who is the only African-American executive at a high level at Fox in Los Angeles at Fox TV and Fox Studios. And he adopted me, I adopted him. And
wow.
I would always ask him questions and ask him, do you think this idea could work? He said, Peggy, go for it. It's going to work because it's needed. So I always have mentors, even to this day, that I go to and to listen to and talk about things. And I see mentors and just research and just never giving up on your dream, but also just being flexible because what you see now may be a little different than what it really ends up being. I've had to be flexible in my vision with UBC. Like I said, I wanted a network, and now it's UBC. TV network, but it's really just one component of it. We have media, and we have a couple other. We have film. We can talk about the film division. I have a couple of other divisions, and we have sports. We have some other things that have branched off, and we're also going to be building studio facilities. So,
wow,
you know, it's
a lot.
It's turned into a lot. Yes, I do, and we need to talk about the shopping. You know, don't let me forget about that.
That's something
I really want to discuss.
Yes, well, we definitely will. And folks, if you've just joined us, this is a very, very special interview today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a person who is just doing extraordinary things in the way of business and community. The Hair Radio Show is very, very proud to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, listen, we've been talking a lot about some of the wonderful business enterprises that you're involved with. And when we talk of UBC TV network and some of the wonderful programming that we can soon expect, we have to get into the shopping aspect that is about to kick off here on this UBC TV network. So tell our fans out there, tell the show fans about this wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that sometimes I think I'm just totally crazy, but that's all right because my Jewish godfather said you got to be a little crazy to do this, but the one thing that I see things that are needed, and I try to move to create a solution for that, and that's one of the reasons why UBC has been gestating over the past couple of years, really gestating and getting ready to and slowly rolling out. And people say, "When are you rolling out?" Okay, just wait. I got something I'm working on here. But one of the things that I wanted to do, and I've always wanted to do, was to create a shopping component to my network because I wanted to create something whereas I'm not like the other networks where I have to really depend on all the advertisers and sponsors. I want to be able to groom my shows, but I wanted to create an additional revenue streams. And that will keep the company going. And so I've actually created Urban Home Shopping Network. It is a part of – it's going to start out as a show, and then we're going to actually evolve to a separate thing. But it is for – it is an urban QVC. It's for small businesses, women-owned businesses, and people of color who want to gain entry into the home shopping network arena and cannot. I mean, as you know, Home Shopping Network and QVC they're starting to cater to smaller businesses because small business is the backbone of this country.
Exactly.
It is the backbone of this country, and people need to really understand that. And I want to do my part to help the economy, and in order to do that, and to give opportunities to small businesses who actually want to get their products out on television or distribute it globally.
Well,
so
let me just tell you, Peggy Dotson, this is such an extraordinary business that you have launched. So I'm going to just take a quick moment to inform those folks out there, you guys listening right now, that you can go to hairradio.com, and we'll put all of Peggy's contact information there so that we know that you're going to be very much interested in being part of this wonderful, these upcoming projects and some of the things that she's working on now. So you just go to hairradio.com, our website, and we have a profile there with Peggy's information and all about how you can contact her to get involved. Peggy, I have to say to you, any final thoughts? You've been such a terrific guest with us on the Hair Radio Show today.
Wow. Well, you know, my final thoughts is I appreciate you have taken the, you know, giving me the time to come on here and inviting me. And I know that we could talk for hours because there's just so much going on right now.
Yes.
You know, my final thoughts is, you know, about UBC, go like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We have, if you have any questions about new shows that we have, you know, you're free to contact us as an email address, or we are looking for, you know, new shows. I am looking for, for content. And, you know, if you want to join us or whatever, just, you know, like us. And we have to, all I can say is that we have some very exciting things happening and getting ready to happen. We are going to make a major impact in the marketplace.
Yes, you already are. Now, have to say, Peggy, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to say that we have a I'm making my step into the film world. We have a major announcement that we'll make later on, but I have a division called UBC Films. And I have been able to acquire major distribution in, you know, through Cinemark, AMC, and Regal Theaters to distribute urban films. And so that's that cannot take on anything else. But, you know, it's like it's something that has to be done because we need more. As you know, right now people are very upset about Selma and the lack of the lack of diversity, and you know that there has to be more diversity, and I think that's happening. Like I said, Reverend Jackson is making a lot of moves in technology, and to help do that. And but you know, there's only besides my company, there's only one, really, co-black. There's only, you know, there's very few black-owned companies that distribute films. So we are throwing our hat into the ring, and so we will be doing that. And I have some. That's another division that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks in reference to UBC Films and our, you know, entry into that marketplace of film production also, film production and distribution and funding. Well, I actually have a separate funding arm that films urban films. We're looking for films 3 to 5 million up to 20 million. We have funding for you know, anything less, we'd have to talk about as far as development projects. But we do have, I have a funding arm for that. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, we are very excited. I mean, you have so many wonderful, wonderful projects going on, and we're just excited for you. And, you know, so we want to let the folks know that this is going to continue. Go to the hairradio.com website. Peggy is also going to put some special words there for you guys and read all about her and see some of those extraordinary pictures. And we're going to have you back very soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Peggy again, Peggy Dotson of UBC TV Network. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Show.
Thank you, Carrie. I look forward to it again.
Thank you.
Well, it's a time to spread some joy, to reflect on the past year, this type of thing. For me, as far as like ultimate holiday of all time, I don't know. But I am a Christian, if I can say that on the air. And so it's one more extra time to pay attention to Christ. But I walk with him daily. So let the people have their fun. Let the kids have their, you know, whatevers. But Christmas is just an amazing time to set aside and just reflect and enjoy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Mary Reed Johnson.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's just one of them days when I wanna be all alone. It's just one of them days when I gotta be all alone. It's just one of them days.
All right. It is Tuesday morning, December 6th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and it is our mid-show. It's broadcast number 794. So it looks like, okay, there we go. All right. So I got a lot more to go on today's broadcast, and I'm really happy to have you guys with us. I have a couple of updates that you just don't want to miss. Right now, I'm bringing to the line one of my co-stars. You guys heard him all throughout the show today. We're talking about the irrepressible Mr. Michael Hopkins, the host of ETR, the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs coming up in about a little over a half hour. It's about 8:30 this morning. We'll have Michael on to kind of break it all down to us about what's going on with the claims. Michael, officially, mid-show is still our mid-hour. How are you doing again today, sir?
Oh, just great. Super fantastic,
yes.
And going to get better.
Well, listen, first of all, it's Tuesday morning, December 6th. Again, it's show number 794. I don't know how to say 794 of these three-hour episodes, so I'm really excited as we march towards 800.
Oh, yeah.
So good stuff. And Michael, so today, let's start there. What are you getting into today? What's coming up on the Vet Talk Radio Show at 8:30? So again, if this is your first time tuning in, Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show airs right here as part of our wheel, our show within a show, on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. You don't have to do anything. Just stay tuned and you'll hear it. So Michael, what are you working on for today?
Oh, Carrie, what we're working on today is I found five reasons why I think veterans should utilize the healthcare system that VA has in place. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, and this is really your first time talking about this on your show. And just
right.
For you guys out there, Michael's in the midst of his second season of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And so at first, I said, well, hold it. You know, we talk about this, Michael, and the veterans and talking about military service. And once their service commitment ends, you know, you help them to navigate these claims, which has a lot to do with their, you know, compensation.
From their
military efforts. And so you make a big difference in their lives. And when you came to Hair Radio, I said, well, how are we going to make this work? We're talking about hair and beauty. But there's a big part of what we do, and that is community. So
right. Hair,
beauty, and community is what we've been saying for 30 years. And so for Michael and to have that, bring that whole element of the Vet Talk Radio Show to our network, it just says how much we support our community and we love our veterans and we appreciate them. So
I just wanted to make sure that
was out there, Michael. So we're going to send you off a little bit before 8:30 so you can get ready for your show today. But right now we've got you. Now, I want to just kind of get through some quick, easy reminders. First of all, I want to shout out to Samantha and all the folks up at Hair Radio Canada. I'm so excited to welcome them to our incredible network that we're going to have a whole lot going on. They're up in Nova Scotia. So they're in the Atlantic time zone. So, yeah, so that's really cool. And we've got a lot we're going to be talking with them about and so much going on and all of the folks that have impacted their community up there and how we're all connected. So
right.
I want to shout out to, to Hair Radio Canada is on the way.
Right.
Looking forward to that, Carrie. Oh, absolutely. Well, you've heard the interview right here with the Black Beauty Cultural Association, so I'm super, super hyped about all of that and bringing
all of that
to you. Yeah. Now, right here, you guys, speaking of associations and all of that,
We also have, of course, the Hair Radio Association, which you guys know. But also, in recent times, I created something called TAF, which is the trans, and again, this is very important. It goes back to hair loss. Okay, so it's Traction Alopecia, TAF, Traction Alopecia Foundation. That's what it stands for. So real excited. We're going to, and how this connects with Caribbean, we're going to talk a little bit about that this week. This is still Caribbean Week, Michael. So we have to remind folks, Caribbean Week continues.
Yes, it does. It marches hard and strong all this week.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to talk about being a distributor of Caribbean and all the wonderful, wonderful things that are associated with it. I'm so excited. And so we just want to let you guys know a lot of that you'll be hearing this week. Now, on tomorrow's show, you guys heard from Keisha a little bit, I think, last week. So I think we're scheduled to have her back here tomorrow. And not just Keisha, but a little bit I was going to say later in the week. But, yes, that is technically correct. We've got Sam Inan and Millicent Davis. They're doing their first joint appearance on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that'll be this Friday. And, so we got lots of amazing things happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Simply
we met
amazing.
Off this morning, Michael. Well, I don't know if you heard. We kind of let off with an unofficial theme. And, of course, you guys know I'm a big Cheryl Lynn fan from way back when. But Cheryl has this incredible song that I just absolutely love. It's called Gotta Be Right. And you guys will be hearing it throughout our shows. And it's our unofficial theme, which speaks a lot about being positive and getting yourself up in the morning. And so we'll be kind of see if I can find a little bit of it and throw it under the back. So I'm excited about all of these updates, and we got a couple more on the way, so I'm not going to it'll be just too much to give you right now, unless you have your pen and paper. Now, if you got that, then I'll just keep on muddling on along with it. Michael, so what else are we working on for folks? I think we heard some of your Christmas shout-outs today.
Oh,
and also,
yeah.
What about the military piece that we played early with the military and Christmas?
Oh, yes. Just beautiful memories, Carrie Hines. Beautiful memories. All of us in the military, it's not all about we're just wearing a uniform and all that good stuff. But, you know, we miss the Christmases and the holidays when you're far away from home. And
we were kind of talking a little bit about that because that I was always sad about that. That was always something I was a little sad about. This is what you guys are hearing is the Cheryl Lynn song. That's our unofficial theme. So I wanted to introduce that to you. But yeah, Michael, it is. It's definitely something that I keep in mind, and we just want to make sure that not just the veterans, but especially the veterans, but their families, and just about everything that folks are worried about. You got to pay all the bills, you got to go gift shopping and all this kind of stuff, and there's so much added stress that
we have
on ourselves.
It really is, Terry. You know, it's a lot of added stress and pressure on people to perform during these holidays.
Don't mention when those bills come through that you've been spending all your money on Christmas items.
And I think if I remember, it maybe takes the average person maybe 3 to 6 months to catch up and pay those bills off and all that good stuff, man. I mean,
Michael,
wow.
That's really so true. Thank you for pointing that out. You got you got to spend all the rest of the year on spending, you know, to me, it totally misses what the holiday represents.
Right.
That's
misses the whole point.
I don't understand this, where we get so caught up in commercialism. I never could understand how we do things here
in the country, but on that
drama.
Level. But yes, it's too much, too much. Now, hey, I don't know if you saw the news, Michael. Did you have a chance to catch up with the news? If not, folks, we lost actress Kirstie Alley. You guys remember her from
years. Yeah,
she passed away, I understand, from cancer. And she was a part of that whole Church of Scientology thing. And she left, and I think she left and had started speaking out about it. Well, I'm not sure, but I know that she was. But I remember her from Happy, Happy Times and all those movies. Remember her talking with John Travolta?
Oh, yeah. And I know, I mean, I loved her in Cheers, you know, in the latter part of
when
Cheers.
She replaced I forget the lady's name, the actress that she replaced, who played Diane on the show. She replaced Shelley Long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
so that
she
was
just,
really good.
And, you know, Carrie, in her own right, when she came into the Cheers family, she made a name for herself as an actress. And it was just, my wife and I just saw a Christmas episode of Cheers, and she was in that episode as Rebecca. And it just brings back so many good memories of watching that show when it was on. And those characters, they're just kind of, they're forever. It's that time frame. And they're forever in our hearts and minds. You know, the show it was a funny show. You know, who?
And she was so beautiful. I remember the first time now, I happened to, because I watch a lot of classic television, so I watch old game shows and all that kind of stuff. And I'm looking at the TV one day, and I see on an old Match Game. Remember that show?
Rayburn.
I'm going way back, guys. On this,
way
note.
Back.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Not that far back, but we're going back a bit. And who do I see as a contestant before she was famous? None other than Kirstie Alley. And when I tell you that lady was drop-dead gorgeous, just a beautiful lady. She really was. We're going to miss her quite a bit. I love that
very
she was
much.
Outspoken. Kirstie was outspoken. Boy, oh boy, she just said whatever she had to say. And I feel sorry for Mr. John Travolta, who's co-starred with her quite often. He seems like he's lost so many people. You guys remember his wife, Kelly Preston, the actress, she died from cancer. Then there was Olivia Newton-John, he co-starred with in Grease, and now Kirstie Alley.
Wow.
So our good friend, who's been on our show, Mr. Lionel Williams, you guys have heard, and I talk with him about John Travolta, because he got a chance to hang out with John, he knows John Travolta, and we talk with Lionel about Olivia Newton-John's passing and all of that at that time. So, just incredible stuff right here. And I'm happy that we have the connections with the entertainment world. You guys today, you heard from, I think we had a piece with Dionne Warwick that we had brushed off for you. And that was itself, right? And Dionne, of course, is cousins to Whitney Houston. They were cousins. And and Sissy Houston and all of them. And I grew up in New Jersey. I went to school with one of the Warwicks. And so just great memories.
Wow.
Everybody, we have
so much.
Oh, yeah.
That's a connection, Carrie. You have such a connection. I mean, you've been in this industry. Wow. I mean,
Thank you, Michael.
About 25 or so years. And you have many connections. You can do the six-degree things with one hand tied behind your back.
I really can. I literally can. Like everything we talk about on the show, we know someone or we know them or we know people that they've worked with. Everybody. Everybody that we talk about. We have guests like Melvin, everybody, Beyonce's dad. we know these people and we get a chance to chat with them right here on our show. When you guys heard when last week, I think it was Michelle Obama's hairstylist, Michelle Obama said that she, well, I think I have a clip of what she said. Let me see if I can find it, because I wanted to make sure. We're going to talk about this in the next couple of days. But, yeah, I wanted to kind of, here's what Michelle Obama said. It's like about 20 seconds. Take a listen. I'm leaving you my
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair, you know? Did not wear braids. The first black. Yeah, I just we gotta ease up on the people. So it's like, because I thought about it, I was like, it would be easier. Nope.
So what Michelle was saying is that she did not wear braids as the first lady, Michael. She thought about it, but she didn't feel America was ready. And so you talk about 6 degrees of separation. If you guys remember, we've been on the air here, even on this morning version, which is 8 years old, Michelle Obama hairstyle, we were on with the White House when they were in the White House, right here on the Hair
wow.
Radio Morning Show. And her
wow.
stylist, Johnny, was on our show. So we've got the receipt. You know, when we say we've got the receipt. And there are not too many shows out there that have the receipt. So so Johnny has been on our show, and not just Johnny, but even when he was doing the VH1 TV show, he was on with a California hairstylist who was also on our show and a good friend of ours. So it's a little tiny world in this community. So I'm so excited. So I love the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love all of the folks who tune in and catch a little bit of this. And like I said, we'll be talking about the whole piece with Michelle Obama not wearing her natural hair. That's a whole segment we're going to be bringing to you in the next week or so, next couple of weeks, I should say, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, we're working on a special taping. You guys, you may not realize this, but we produce a lot of original programming here on the Hair Radio Morning Show that's so different than what the other podcasters are out there doing. We literally record programming months in advance. So next month is Dr. King's birthday, of course, and we're going to be honoring Dr. King with new and updated commentary about what he means to us. So we're doing a special taping. So I posted it on my Facebook. I'll put it in the Hair Radio online community at HAIRadio.com, so on our website at HairRadio.com, and we'll be talking about it. But if you would like to take part, you may. It's totally free. You don't need to spend any money, and all you have to do is call in over the phone. So you can use your phone, and we're literally going to be taping, recording a special. So and all you have to know and say is what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his legacy, has meant to you. And we'll be brought now. Once we finish it, we'll put it through our post-production, and then it'll air in January as part of our special Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. coverage as we honor his legacy. So we do a lot of things like that. So being connected with Hair Radio, this is why it's so critical for you to be a member of the Hair Radio online community. And the easiest place to do that it's HRmember.com. So HR stands for Hair Radio. So HRmember.com. Go there. And if you are already a member, then you'll see all the different faces of folks who are also members pop up. But if not, it's going to prompt you to sign up. And you may do so. Again, it's free to be a member. Plus, we've got so much information. Michael, I think you just have posted an article on the Vet Talk group page. I've been posting on the Hair Radio Morning Show page. Nicole Marie's been posting on the host chat page. And we have so many others who are contributing. Yeah, so it's really good. Plus, Eugene Davis has some interesting things out there with the conversations with hair. So let's take a little bit of a music break. We've been really kind of talking about this music from the 90s and the case of Charlotte a little bit earlier. I'll just leave it at that. But this is a great early morning wake up. Like, you get me in trouble with all that. Here, let me get this on for you guys. We'll take a little bit of a music break. This is the song that we've been talking about. It's our unofficial hair, our unofficial song here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I kind of like it. I think it's really nice. So stay with this. We got a lot more to get into this morning. Again, in the next half hour, Michael Hopkins, he takes over with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And a very special broadcast it is. And lots more to get to. Here's Sherilyn. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
Around me, 'cause you never, if it's you. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and with the way that things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get a properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself and also to educate the masses because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
Now that is interesting. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I'm just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow. That's incredible. And so it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, it's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that is a process, and that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain. And you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on. And sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house. And if you're paying $3,000 plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is
crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere. But what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policies. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that that's what your job is, to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent, because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know, I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, CEO, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know, I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so. And that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and it's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty, I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on, like, social media and all that kind of stuff for folks with your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Real Estate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood,
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. And we're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Okay, Michael Hopkins, if it's Tuesday morning, it's time for the Vet Talk Radio Show with the one and only Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Good morning to you, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, and now, without further ado, the one and only King of Claims from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins. Hello and again, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, listen, I want to jump right on in, Michael Hopkins. I understand that you have a special topic today that you want to introduce to all the veterans. And, of course, Nicole Marie and myself, of course, we got to just go ahead and welcome all of our amazing fans for the Vet Talk Radio Show to today's broadcast.
Welcome.
Right? Yes. From corner to corner, we're happy to have you guys. And we salute you. We appreciate your commitment and your service to this country. Thank you. All right. So, Michael, Nicole Marie and I, we want you to just go ahead and jump on and take it away, Michael. Now, what's today's topic?
Carrie, today's topic is my opinion. I don't represent the VA, claims agent, or I'm not in the medical field. I'm not in any of those things, but it's one thing I do. I am enrolled in the VA healthcare system, or the VHA, as they call it, the Veterans Healthcare Administration. And this is something that all of us carry, and Nicole Marie, as veterans, this is part of the package that we have as veterans. Once you're a veteran, you can sign up to be a part of the VA healthcare system, and it's free for veterans. Mm. Kind of funny word in there, isn't it? Free, F-R-E-E.
Free.
Wow. Well, I just want to reiterate that. It's called the VHA. So this is the healthcare system that they use for veterans. Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. And
wow. Well, go. I just was going to add to that, Michael. Sorry about that. I wanted to just add that. Just as a reminder to everybody, I know you stated it earlier, but I think I stepped on you a little bit on air on that. The Vet Talk Radio Show, Hair Radio for that much as well. But we are no affiliation, no connection with the VA, with the Veterans Administration, their system, or any part of the VA for that much in that regard. Purely, and this is great. This is what Michael Hopkins is saying, which is incredible things about the system, which is awesome. So, Michael, take it away.
You know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, a lot of veterans actually live in rural areas across this great country of ours.
Right.
And it's difficult a lot of times for them to get to the hospital. They may have to drive a few hours and so forth. One of the things that I love about the VA, the healthcare system, they actually have private transportation that can come pick you up as a veteran and take you to the hospital. Or the transportation can take you to what we call the community-based outreach centers.
where it's like a mini hospital clinic for veterans. And it's free. I mean, can you imagine that? You have somebody to come pick you up and take you to the hospital, wait for you, and then take you home.
Wow.
That is incredible. Now, Michael, is this something that the veterans are not aware of? So how is this that it's been missed by so many veterans that they're not aware of this?
A lot of times, unfortunately and regrettably, a lot of things like the private transportation, for instance, a lot of veterans don't know about it, and it's because it's not like it's heavily advertised throughout the system. It's there. Many times, your primary care physician can order it for you. If you have a nurse practitioner, they can order this. They can do a consult and order this for you due to injuries and illnesses that you have. But a lot of times as veterans, we're not told about these things. It's not like somebody puts a big poster when you walk in the VA hospital and it says, hey, free transportation to the hospital if you have certain illnesses. It doesn't say that.
But it's there.
That's the beautiful thing about it. It's there.
Well, Michael, we want to hear number five. So what are the five top reasons that you, Michael Hopkins, love this Veterans Administration system? So tell us all about it.
Another reason that I love about the VA, that the healthcare system, unfortunately and regrettably, at times as veterans, we don't realize that a lot of these things that the hospital has is free. We don't realize it because no one tells us. Besides the transportation, there are other things with the hospital. They have programs like Get Up and Move, like diabetes programs, counseling. There are all kinds of things like this that all a veteran has to do is ask for it. Many of our veterans, unfortunately, have mental health issues. And the VA is a big advocate of helping veterans with mental health issues, with the counseling, programs, group counseling, individual counseling. I mean, you know, the list just goes on and on and on. And those are the things I love about it.
Are all of these things listed in this health system?
Actually, it is, Carrie. You know, and Nicole Marie. Actually, it is. Sometimes you have to do a little digging. Sometimes it's your primary care physician is the point person. And you can request things through your primary care physician.
Okay, great.
That's what happens. If you ask your primary care physician for help in a certain area, they can get the help for you. They sure
now, Michael,
can.
If a veteran doesn't know specifically what to ask for, is there literature that the primary care physician can give them?
Well, that's another thing too.
Services?
There is literature, and actually, we have a system, and it's called My Health eVet, and it's on the internet, and all veterans have access to it. And within that system, if you go on the website, you'll see all kinds, a lot of these programs I'm telling you guys about, you'll see a lot of these programs. If you go to the VA hospital and you walk around, A lot of times there's pamphlets laying around. There are sometimes there are veterans representatives from the hospital, and they may have a booth or a table, and they encourage veterans to take part in these programs. They even have studies for veterans for medical research that veterans can participate in.
So well, here's my thing. Let me ask you this. And again, what Michael's talking about, five top reasons today that he absolutely loves this, using the Veteran Administration's system, health system. And I just wanted to ask you, okay, this sounds awesome. So this is online. But, you know, I have to say there are quite a few veterans that may not have a computer or may not be computer literate. Do they offer any suggestions for that, or helping folks become more, acclimated to online, help?
Carrie Hines, I am so glad you asked that question. And the answer is yes, yes, and more yes.
Did you hear that, Nicole? But three yeses across the board.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
The VA healthcare system realized we have a lot of our veterans are in the aging population, and they may not be computer savvy. So what they have, you can walk into any VA across this great United States, and if you need some help with accessing the system, you can literally have somebody walk you through the system. A representative will sit down with you and just walk you through the system, which is such a beautiful thing, because a lot of us don't know. A lot of us have injuries and illnesses, and we have family. We might have a husband or a wife with us, or a child, an adult child, and they'll sit down with the veteran and whoever the caregiver is, and they'll explain all these things step by step. So you can't help but understand how the system works. And that's the thing I love about it. Every time I go to the VA hospital, I get a chance to, if I don't understand something, there's always somebody there that can explain it to me, whatever the program I'm trying to get into, or any kind of item that I might need as a disabled veteran. There's always somebody there. Sometimes, believe it or not, the VA representatives actually call you as the veteran. They call you up, and if they see that you are entitled to something or you qualify for something, perfect example, friend of mine, disabled veteran, and she needed one of those little elevator chairs to go up and down in her house.
Yes, I love those.
Like a Stairmaster.
Yes.
And we know those are pricey for the average person to go get one installed. Well, because of the disability she had, the representatives called her up and they asked her if she wanted this Stairmaster in her house. They just asked her.
That's great.
Out of clear blue sky.
That's great.
They said, would you like this? And besides her being in shock, three letters came out of her mouth. Yes, yes, and double yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And and we've gone over some other programs that are related to the VA healthcare system on previous shows. And we were talking about housing and wheelchairs and so forth. But this is part of the thing that I love about the VA hospital, that they're always things there that you as a veteran can take advantage of.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Well, this sounds exciting to me. It really does. And again, these are
things,
right, Nicole Marie?
So
these are things that the veteran
may not be aware of. And they should, you know, we want to tell you guys, you definitely want to be encouraged to use this system. And I see why you love it, Michael. If it has all of these free things.
Right.
Right.
Got all kinds of bells and whistles.
Yes. And you had me with all the assistance that they provide with programs on diabetes and mental health and counseling on so many things, a myriad of things. And then they have folks to sit there with you and train and help you to understand the benefits of
this.
That's
the key there, yes, to have that guided help.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Right.
Well, Nicole, now, I am impressed.
Right. Now, the fourth reason why I really like the VA healthcare system, because I was like many other veterans. We were kind of proud that we were veterans, but we preferred that all of this and this healthcare system, there are other veterans, and all of us, a lot of us had this thought pattern. There are the veterans that deserve this more than I do. I'm okay right now, and we'll just let it go as that. A lot of the veterans think that way. They feel that way. However, reality is this. These are things that you earned as a veteran.
Exactly.
You served this great country. You did things for this country. As a reward, this is what is given to you. So it's not that you're taken away from another veteran, or you're not taken away from another veteran. There are a lot of veterans out there that truly, for the civilian side, cannot afford health care. There are a lot of veterans out there like that.
Right.
Many veterans. I run into lots of veterans that the health care, and as we all know, healthcare is at times can be astronomical here in this country. It really can.
I think we'd all agree with you on that one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So
oh, yes.
I suggest, I mean, this is just me, my humble opinion, you have it, you have access to it, you sacrifice. This is a benefit that you earn. Take advantage of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, Michael, I cannot wait to hear this, and we just want to remind everybody, you are listening to the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins is here talking today about things he loves, five things he loves, five top reasons that he loves using the VA health system. So we are excited. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm here to just keep Michael on track with all of this wonderful information. And I'm just happy to have Nicole Marie joining us, Michael Hopkins. So I wanted to take a moment.
Oh, so am I.
Excited to be here.
Yes, this incredible participation as you move along to number three. So Nicole Marie, how does it feel to be part of this wonderful new Vet Talk radio show, helping us out today?
It's amazing. It's amazing, Carrie and Michael. I am loving this. I definitely am enjoying these top reasons. And this is just, it's critical. So many services that veterans do not know about. So I'm enjoying learning about this as well.
Awesome.
Yes, I'm loving this.
Awesome. And Michael, thank you. Yes. Nicole Marie, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask Michael, so what is next?
Oh,
my. I am glad you asked that, Nicole Marie. I'm glad you asked that question. Now, we just had show number 10, and we talked about private health insurance. We just talked about that on the show with Kokai.
Right.
And one of the things that I enjoyed what he said pretty much a lot of veterans only use their private insurance, and they don't realize they could also use the VA healthcare system. They think they have an either-or choice. That's what a lot of veterans believe. They believe, well, I got private health insurance. I really don't need the VA healthcare system. I don't need that. I've got my private health insurance. Well, guess what? You can use both. You can use private health insurance and the VA. One thing the three of us would agree on, drug prescriptions sometimes are through the roof, the cost of drug prescriptions. And it doesn't matter if you got private health. It's expensive.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's expensive to get sick.
Yeah.
And the cost is always rising.
Oh, yes.
And what I found was when I started going to the VA hospital and they start, for a great example, metformin for diabetes. On the civilian side, it's kind of pricey. It really is. It's kind of pricey, or like insulin. They're kind of pricey. At the VA healthcare system, you're getting it either at low cost or no cost.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Like many, many other drugs, it's either low cost or it is no cost.
Right.
Does it matter which one is does it have to be a primary and secondary, or does it matter at all?
No, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. You know, the main thing is have your health insurance in order. Your health is your wealth.
True.
And if you don't have your health, and that's why I love about I have gotten so spoiled going to the with the VA, and they actually, the prescriptions that I have, my doctor orders something for me. I've gotten so spoiled, I'm used to my prescriptions coming in the mail. I mean, I've just gotten so spoiled with it. You can literally, with the VA, you can call your prescription at just like the civilian side.
Right.
But with the VA, I can go to an automated system and it will tell me if that drug is refillable. It'll tell me the amount of time it's going to take for me to get that drug to my house. And then it'll say, well, is there another one you want to fill? And it, the same thing, it'll tell me the effects of the drug. It'll tell me, you know, what I'm taking. I mean, all of that. And it shows up at my house. Oh, and another thing, too.
Very convenient.
If there was an emergency, if I ran out of something and my primary care physician or my nurse practitioner knows that it's something critical that I need, I can call it in my primary care physician or my nurse practitioner. And since it's an emergency, they will immediately fill it and they will deliver whatever it is, that prescription, either to the VA hospital, or I can come pick it up at the VA hospital. If that's not convenient, they will emergency ship that prescription to my local community-based outreach center. And all I have to do is go pick it up. Yeah, it's just
great.
It is, Carrie. It is. It's amazing. And a lot of veterans have no idea what goes on. They have no idea.
Until now, Michael. And the Vet Talk Radio Show. Well, Michael,
right.
I can't wait to hear. So what else do you have on tap for us?
At the number two thing that I love about the VA hospital, the system now is state of the art, and they could compete with any hospital. They're just like their civilian counterparts. You know, in the past, rumor mill, as we call it, and people would hear all these stories about the VA healthcare system. But now, 21st century, it's state of the art. They have the same equipment, the same doctors, nurses, professionals, just like the civilian hospitals. And you're getting state of the art care.
Fancy.
Great.
Fancy. And just because it's state of the art, it doesn't mean that it's complicated to use or anything like that.
Right.
So, and you got folks to help. So that's important. Wow.
And it's beautiful. You know, Carrie, the hospital that I, particular one I go to, they're one of the first veterans hospitals to do heart transplants.
Amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
And, you know, it really is, though.
Okay, so Michael, these have been five of your favorite reasons, five top reasons that you love the VA health system. Now, I've got to say, when I really think about all of this, this is wonderful. I believe you've made some of these postings on the social media site that we have. So there are pages that are set up, group pages that Michael has online. And I want to remind the veterans, you guys have heard us talk about this. It's the Hair Radio Online Community. Where their group page is set up for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And it's so easy to access. And, Michael, you put articles there and postings that will relate to all of this that you guys absolutely can follow up on. And I think we might even be able to toss in some great early versions of the radio show we'll put right there. So
wow.
How you get to it is to go to www.hairadio.com. So that's hair radio. It's pronounced hair radio, but there's only one R. Again, it's www.hairadio.com. Once you go there, big old tap. You can't miss it. It's right next to the home button that says it says forum, F-O-R-U-M. And once you click on forum, it'll show you right there where the Vet Talk Radio group page is. And then you just click on it, and you'll see all the articles. So, Michael, I'm hoping this is something that they can find out more information on your group page, all of the veterans. Is that possible?
That is highly possible. All
awesome.
They have to do is, as you said, it's right there in front of them.
And you don't have to be a member, so you can just go to the forum tab at hairradio.com and click on it and read the columns there under the Vet Talk Radio group page. All right. Well, Michael, I think we are ready. And Nicole Marie, I think we need a drum roll here.
Oh,
Michael,
yes.
I think
oh,
you're
yes.
ready
oh,
for
yes.
your top number one.
Right.
This is the top reason that Michael loves using the VA health system. So, Michael, take it away.
Okay. Well, just short review. The fifth one was the private transportation, even if you're in a rural area. Number four was you earned this. You don't have to be proud to take advantage of this. Healthcare. Sound like a plan? Yes, it does. Number three,
okay.
Many veterans are just using their private insurance. They can use both. You can go to the VA hospital and be in the healthcare system at the VA, and also with your private health care. You can have it all. You can have both. Number two, the VA healthcare system is state-of-the-art now. So you can get state-of-the-art care at your VA healthcare system. Number one, may I have a drum roll, please? Anybody got a drum out there?
Yes, we gave you a drum roll.
Oh, okay. Got the drum roll. Sound like a plan. Now, here's one that I get a lot of times from a lot of vets. A lot of veterans, believe it or not, they assume that you have to be a retired veteran to use the VA healthcare system. They assume that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm here to tell you, their assumption is wrong. You do not have to be retired from the U.S. military to use the VA healthcare system. The healthcare system can be used by any veteran as long as they meet the requirements to join.
Wow.
They have to meet the requirements. And we've actually talked about some of these requirements, not so much for the healthcare, but we did a show and we talked about veterans and leaving the military service.
Right.
And what conditions.
Exactly.
And we knew the number one way that a veteran gets out of the military is being honorably discharged. That was
right.
The number one way.
Right.
And it's the same thing here with the healthcare system. If you're honorably discharged out of the U.S. military, you can join the healthcare system. It costs you nothing. Something called FREE, free. Costs
wow.
you nothing to join. Also, honorable under general is another example of how you can join the healthcare system. Those are the ways. So there's no excuse. I can't think of a reason why a veteran should not join the healthcare system, the VA healthcare system. I can't
think of a reason. Well, Michael, I just think that
great option,
right?
Yes.
And I think that we should encourage the veterans every broadcast to join because it's an amazing system that's beneficial in every way to support the veterans.
Yes.
And
right.
again, you don't have to be a retired veteran. So you just
right.
have to be a veteran, as Michael pointed out, and meet those requirements. Well, listen, I think this has been an awesome broadcast. And I just want to say outstanding. And I'm just blown away, Michael. Was it not a complete joy to have Nicole Marie tuning in and joining us on the
yes,
air today?
Yes, it was.
Thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes,
I've enjoyed it so much. Every broadcast,
well,
I learned something new, Michael. Thank you so much.
He's
and,
doing a great
and,
job.
Yes, he is.
All right. And we
when
must
I think,
think
that you've told me
yeah.
so many benefits, always learn
there's
additional
something else.
Benefits.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. there's
yes.
always
add
something new with this.
Yeah.
They're always, with the VA, the system itself, they're always adding something new. Always. There's always something there that's going to be beneficial to a veteran. Always.
Well, we appreciate all the veterans, and I have to, again, give a
you
big salute.
Do.
And
thank
you all for tuning in today. Michael, you always send everybody off with your tagline.
Carrie, Nicole Marie, it's all about the veterans, their family, the friends of the veterans, and those of us who want to help a veteran.
The veteran advocates. Outstanding. Okay. Awesome job, everybody. We'll see you back here next time. Great job, Michael. Great job, Nicole Marie. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you. I'm Carrie Hines.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup.
and each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at fixyourfeet.com.